Well, let's bring in Mike Cossey. You got snow down there, Mike?
Yep, we got snow.
All right, we got snow up here, so look at that. We're the same.
So far, I got a delayed opening. Hopefully, it'll expand to a day off.
We've got a couple of different, you know, we've got some a lot of schools with closing. We have some schools with 2-hour delays, some school with 3 hours delay. So it's a mixed bag up here.
Yeah, I don't know what a 2-hour delay is going to do because it's supposed to keep snowing to noon. So
I think it just gives them a chance to check out what the roads are going to be like and then just do it. You know, it's
I hope
bad,
so.
You know?
That'd be great.
Hey, how about the Broncos getting Keenum as their quarterback?
Yeah, he looked real good last year in that game. He had a win, didn't he?
I think he's better than what they had, right?
Well, the quarterback they had was hurt, so this guy just showed up out of nowhere. So I guess they're going to sign the other guy, huh?
It looks that way.
I mean, if they don't, they really shot themselves in the foot.
Yeah.
I don't know. Minnesota's a losing organization. They always have been, so I wouldn't be surprised if Keenum goes to the Broncos and the Washington quarterback goes somewhere else and they wind up with nobody.
Because, you know, I was talking with one of my friends, and we both agree. We're one of the few people that agree that the Giants should take their second pick and trade down and get a few more players, not just one potentially good player.
Well, they need a quarterback. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. They definitely need one in the next year. That you're exactly right. So they should.
You can get one now, you get one now.
Yeah. It's still a big roll of the dice, boy. It really is.
Oh yeah. I mean, they keep drafting quarterbacks and they keep becoming failures. So, not the Giants. I'm just talking about football in general.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. It's such a roll of the dice.
Yeah. I mean, when you got the Washington quarterback who's supposed to be the end all, and he's not that good. It's a tough situation.
And he's getting the money that he's getting. That's, you know, that's the whole thing. It sets the bar so incredibly high that you make two mistakes in one. If you draft somebody who's really supposedly good and you draft him and you sign him, there goes your salary cap and there goes your pick.
Well, Aaron Rodgers isn't that old. I'm sure he's going to sign another contract. He's probably smiling from ear to ear.
He certainly is. Where else do you want to go in sports now this morning?
We can go to baseball. The Yankees played last night against the Twins, and they got beat 2-1. And like I said, you don't take a lot about these games, but you look at certain things. And the two things I'm looking at is Brett Gardner and Stanton went 0-6. Like I said, we're probably 2 weeks away from the start of the opening season. And I watched the game last night because it was baseball. And you hear the Yankees announcers making excuses already for Stanton. Well, you know, he used to play a half a season indoors in Miami. I don't want to hear that. You know, you rode him in on the back of a donkey and throwing gold bars at him. You can't throw gold bars at his head now. It is Stanton. He comes in with the big reputation. I don't care if he was playing on the moon. He's supposed to put up big numbers for them. And right now, they're making excuses for him already with 2 weeks to go in preseason. So pay attention to that. See what goes on. I already said about Stanton coming here and not, you know, playing in New York as opposed to playing in Miami, and the expectations of him are a lot higher. It's yet to be seen whether he'll do it or not, but when they start making excuses for you with 2 weeks left in spring training, it kind of like makes you shake your head.
All right, where else we want to go? Anything else out there?
Not unless you think Venus beating Serena is a big story. I don't think that's that big a story.
The big shock though was for the 13th consecutive year, the UConn women are the number one in the brackets.
Take a picture of it. It might change.
I know. Well, it will. It has to sooner or later.
Well, with the scandal, you don't know what's coming down there.
There's nothing scandalous about the UConn women's program, I can tell you that.
Never say never.
It's not. This guy is a maniac. Who
never
owns it.
Say never.
I'm telling you right now, it's not. That has nothing to do with the women's program. Nothing at all.
Watch out. You never know.
I know. This I know.
Yeah.
I'll blame it on the governor.
We'll see what happens. You got to let it play out. You got to see what happens.
All right. Well, I got to get back to the snow cancellations that we got here. Man.
That's important. People need to know.
They do need to know. And see, now, in the old days in radio, I used to have to put it on the radio mic. But now I got to put it on social media. I got to put it on our Facebook page. I have to put it on our webpage.
Yeah, I know. People can't sit next to a radio for 3 minutes to listen like we used to do when we were kids.
That's exactly right.
You need to spell it out and put it in front of them.
You got to put it out every place.
Yeah, like big red flashing letters. We're off today.
That's right. All right, I'll check with you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care. Mike Cozzi with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.